I keep saying when I get to McGrath, I'm going to be like, whew, we made it. first section, get to McGrath.
Kleyka spoke at the Iditarod ceremonial start in Anchorage on Saturday about some of the fears and challenges facing her in the Alaska Range this week.
I am nervous to go Finger Lake to Rainy Pass, Rainy Pass to Roan, just because I haven't been there yet. And, you know, the sections that we all hear about, my husband keeps saying, they're not that long of sections. You're going to be fine. When I keep talking, well, what about the steps? He's like, they're not that long. You know, it's going to be a few minutes of sort of terror and then you'll be fine. And we've actually had a lot of hill training this year with the dogs. It's been good.
Well, now she's made it through the steps and across the mountains. Jessica Kleyka grew up in Bethel and now lives in Wasilla. She learned to mush in the YK Delta. And since then, she has become a race veterinarian with the K300. She spoke Saturday with KNOM's Ben Matheson.
How's your training been leading up to today?
We've had some really good training in the last few weeks. We got a lot of snow. We're about an hour and a half north of Anchorage. So we got a lot of snow early on. It was a lot of ice and praying for snow, but we've been set for the last month.
I'm glad to see you've got your K300 hat on. How do you take your experience mushing dogs years ago out Cusco to the big race today?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't grow up racing dogs in Bethel. You know, I learned everything I know about racing from racing on the Kuskokwim and from the people that I grew up with out there. And my biggest mentors are, you know, Myron Anksman, who's out there, and then friends, and also giving me lots of tips, Pete Kaiser, who's been top of the sport now for the last few years.
How do you describe your mental state?
Oh, right now I feel very stable. growing up in Bethel, I mean, we trained on ice and snow and wind and sand and gravel. And so I'm just going to have to fall back on my skills, you know, whatever happens.
Can you, describe your team?
We have, let's see, two dogs who've ran Iditarod before, two leaders that'll be going with me. One from Pete Kaiser, Stella, and then one from Jeff King named Bailey. And then the rest of my team is between 2 and 6 years old. And they've all been racing with me. Radar's my main leader. She was my Kobuk 440 leader last year up in Kotzebue. She came from Myron as a young dog. And now she's our star. And it'll be a learning experience for me and the dogs. And hopefully we all make it to Nome.
I know a lot of people are really interested in your background as a practicing veterinarian. How does that translate to competitive dog mushing? And
I always joke now that sometimes I overthink things because I'm a veterinarian. I love it. You know, I became a vet to learn about sled dogs. They're my favorite in the whole world, and they're the healthiest animals out there. But yeah, my little vet kit, every musher carries their little kit of, like, if something happens, if a dog gets a split or a cut, or just anything on the trail has diarrhea, everybody has their little kit of stuff. And my husband's like, yours is pretty heavy. So definitely we're like, okay, we got to leave some stuff behind. I can't take everything out there.
How big is your kind of extended team for your kennel and your sled dog racing operation?
Yeah. So I'm the oldest of 7 children, and all but my sister Jenny are here. She'll be in Nome, so I have to make it to Nome, and then we'll all be together. For the most part this year, it's been me and my sister Joan's been helping us train. And then we have a neighbor girl named Anna Koch, who just got second in the junior Iditarod, and she's also been around too. But this winter, mostly me and Joan. It's a big family operation. Yeah.
Well, have fun, good luck, and we'll see you down the trail.
That's Bethel musher Jessica Kleyka. This is her rookie run on the Iditarod, and she spoke during the ceremonial start on Saturday with KNOM's Ben Matheson.